From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's time for the Outdoor Connection, brought to you by TJ and the crew from the Minnow Bucket in North Platte. The Minnow Bucket, for all your hunting, fishing, and outdoor needs. Stop in today at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte. Here's your host of Husker Radio's Outdoor Connection, Rick Windham.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Karen Wiedergren. She is the state coordinator with an organization called WEDO, and I believe it's a volunteer state coordinator, which is a great title, but it doesn't pay much. So, good morning, Karen. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Did I get your actual title right, your volunteer state coordinator for WEDO?
I am the coordinator for the Omaha Longbeards chapter.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
you coordinator position at one time, but I don't have that position right now.
Okay, I got it. Well, first off, for our listeners, what is WEDO?
WEDO is the Women in the Outdoors program, WITO. The program provides opportunities for women and girls to learn and enjoy outdoor skills, friendly, non-competitive environment, meet people with similar interests, and, you know, really obtain a greater appreciation for the outdoor world.
Okay. And WEDO operates under the auspices of what? Whose organization?
We're part of the National Wild Turkey Federation.
Very good.
So prior to implementing the WEDO program, the NWTF supported other female-focused outdoor skill programs. And then seeing the demands for that type of program, they expanded their efforts to include the women in the outdoors, 1998.
Okay. You know, there is a tremendous desire to have this and a tremendous need for programs like this. And I know I've had a chance to be an instructor in a few of them, and I don't know who has more fun, the participants or me and the other instructors when we see the light bulbs go off and everybody's going, I can do this. That's the fun part for me. That's the fun part for me. Now,
yeah, we couldn't do it without our volunteer instructors either, so thank you.
How long has WEDO been a thing in Nebraska? Is that the 98 date you just said?
Well, 98 was national. The Omaha Longbeards chapter that I'm a part of held their first WEDO event in 2000.
Okay.
There has been a few other chapters across the state that have had WEDO events, but this is our 21st year.
Now, you yourself, how long have you been involved with the program, and what got you involved?
Oh, that is one of my favorite questions to answer, because it's one of my best memories. In 2008, my hubby saw a flyer for the WEDO at an outdoor store, and he took a copy of the flyer, showed it to me, saying I should go. So it was the same day as the event, and it already started, so I couldn't go that year. But him and I looked at it, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, I could learn that one or that one. And he pointed to something else, and he said, go learn that, then come home and teach me. Because he didn't have that opportunity to learn those skills growing up.
Uh-huh.
I attended the 2009 event. The next year, I joined the committee to help out. And the leader at the time was stepping back as the leader because she had just gotten her dream job with Game and Parks. Teaching outdoor skill events. So someone had to step up as the volunteer leader for the Omaha chapter, and so I did.
Okay. Nothing like jumping in with both feet.
Yep. Into the deep end and figuring out what I needed to do.
Very good. Well, my dad...
I'm pretty short, so jumping in with the deep end is...
My dad had told me one time, he said, you know, if you can volunteer for something new... He says, nobody can tell you you're wrong because you're inventing it.
Yes.
And there's a lot of truth to that.
My dad always taught me the day you learn something new is a good day.
That's right. Now, just out of curiosity.
It doesn't matter if it means don't grab the cat by the tail, but if you learn something new that day.
Just out of curiosity, what was it that your husband saw that said, go learn that one and come back and teach me? What subject was that?
I think it was bird cleaning. That year we had a instructor that came that was teaching how to clean pheasant.
Okay.
My husband and I, he passed 4 years ago, but we used to hunt together. We did, the first year dating, we went camping together. We've done a, you know, tent camping trip to Glacier National Park. So all of our outdoor skills were well matched, and we enjoyed it together very much.
Well, very good. Now, as far as these events, who's eligible to attend them?
We welcome all women and girls ages 14 and up. A few times we've had multi-generations of the same family attending together, where we had teenager, her mother, and her grandmother there at the same time. Registered participants under 18 must attend with a registered participant over 18. Doesn't have to be a parent. It could be an aunt, grandma, whatever that is, but we need that adult female with that minor.
Okay.
They don't have to take the same classes, so if mom wants to go take outdoor first aid and daughter wants to go to archery, they can do those. But we do have a few requirements of the thing that they have to be in the same class if we're going off-site, like kayaking down the rivers.
Right. Now, you have an event coming up, I believe, in August. Give us the particulars on that.
It'll be our 21st annual workshop. Actually, our 21st would have been last year, but COVID just, you know, canceled that one. But so this year will be our 21st.
COVID messed up a lot of things.
Yes, it did. I'm happy to see it go.
Yes.
Can't wait for it to be gone for good. This year, our event will be August 6th, 7th, and 8th. And it's our first time having classes all 3 days. We've done one-day events and we've done two-day events, but this is the first time we've done classes for 3 days.
That tells me that the program is growing. If you're getting enough people that want to do that and do 3 days, that's a good sign.
Yes, it is. We'll be at Carol Joy Hauling in Ashland for our event. The cost starts at $105. And that includes all the classes for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all meals, lodging, an event shirt. And to attend it in a WIDO event, an NWTF annual membership is required. So if they aren't a member, they'll need to add that membership.
Okay.
For $35. So.
Now, $105 to include meals and lodging, that's very reasonable.
I agree.
Very good.
I agree. We try to keep it as low as possible. We are a nonprofit. We have some fun stuff available as well, raffle items, silent auctions to help us fundraise for the NWTF. But we try to keep all of our costs covered within that registration fee.
What type of classes or demonstrations will people be able to see or be part of there?
Well, ladies have an option of taking one class on four classes on Saturday and up to two classes on Sunday. I say that up to because some classes are 90 minutes and some are 3 hours. So, but we do have 20 different class options this year. We have some gardening classes, wildlife photography, Dutch oven cooking classes, which our Dutch oven instructor is, to me, a gourmet cook. Backyard bird ID, so if you want to figure out what type of bird that is in the bird bath. So we also are going off-site to Go Ape this year for an adventure-type class, adventure trails. I have zip lines and things like that. We also, every year, we usually have classes, archery, and things like that. We have gun cleaning and outdoor first aid this year. Usually we have at least one type of craft class, so that gives the ladies a change of pace, a chance to wind down. We do have also this year, we're very fortunate to have you coming out, and you're going to be doing a demo Saturday night for a survival walking staff.
Yeah, that's a project I've been working on and modifying and tweaking a little bit. I think it'll be fun.
I think so, too. I can't wait.
I hear music in the background, which is Tristan's way of telling me that it's time for a commercial break. So if you'll stay with us, Karen, we've got a few more questions. And folks, stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
the leading voices of a global warming hoax is Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State. So naturally, Mann was invited to speak to Democrat platform drafting committee. He told the Democrats his head has been buried in climate change models because he's looking for the signal of man-made global warming. But what he said next is incredible. These tools that we've spent years developing increasingly are unnecessary. Now, why does he think these computer climate models are unnecessary? Well, get this. He says it's, quote, because we can see climate change, the impacts of climate change now, playing out in real time on our TV screens, in the 24-hour news cycle. So who needs data? He can see climate change on TV. Global warming doomsayers have spent mountains of taxpayer dollars building these computer model tools that have been proved wrong over and over, yet the hoaxers are never held accountable for the hoax. They have continued to manipulate data to perpetuate this hysteria. So now they want to get rid of their flawed data altogether and just rely on TV for evidence. Something else is on tap as Democrats draft their platform. They want those who disagree with their global warming theories prosecuted. An inquisition, like in the Middle Ages. Democrats claim they're all about science, but they and their junk science are just total frauds.
It's Stump the Chumps on Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham and TJ of the Minnow Bucket, where they open up the phone lines and let you determine the topics and the flow of the show. It's your chance to call in and put their outdoor knowledge to the test, or maybe your own. Phone lines open up in the KODY studios once a month on Friday at 8:30. So have your questions ready, and if you can stump the guys, you might even win a prize. Keep listening to Outdoor Connection on KODY.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We'll see mostly sunny skies here for today with a high in the low 80s. Winds out of the north around 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. And then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 53. Saturday, sunshine, a high of 86 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high around 92. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Back to the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham, brought to you by the Minnow Bucket. For every hunting excursion, gear up at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking this morning with Karen Wiedergren. She is the coordinator with the Omaha area WEDO. When we left, Karen, we were talking about some of the classes and demonstrations that you have. In the time that you've been involved, what's been maybe one or two of your favorite classes that you attended or saw?
Oh, that's hard to pick.
That's why I ask it.
I have learned so much attending classes. I'm not a fan of teaching classes. I have done a few, but I just try to make it fun. I'm usually like a craft class teacher when I'm teaching. But to me, it's the most fun for me is, like what you said, is seeing the light bulb go off, seeing these women have fun. I love seeing the moms and the teenage daughters that typically don't get this quality time together away from the family. So for me, it's not so much the favorite classes. It's seeing these women bond. I mean, some of my best friends I met through WEDO, and we've been friends for the 10 years, 11 years that I've been involved.
I have had a couple classes where I had the mother-daughter combination in there. And it's mm-hmm. fun to watch that interaction where the daughter would do something or say something, and I would say, well, you know, not quite. and her mom would go, see, I told you. So that's always kind of fun to watch.
The mother-daughter combination, do something, a skills class like archery, and they get competitive doing it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, too.
Not competitive, but the mother and daughter are competing at that time, too.
They're against one another, and, you know, it's all in fun. But, yes, that's been very good.
We have a mother-daughter teaching the Dutch oven class this year, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, very good.
A lot of our former instructors, or a lot of our female instructors we have now, were at one time participants. So they may not have learned this information through WIDO, but they came to class and they saw that we didn't have this type of class. Or in the case of our Dutch oven instructor, a lot of the Dutch oven classes were very basic, and she's like, let's go beyond the basic and do the gourmet dishes, which, you know, have a great meal while you're outside cooking in a Dutch oven. Her and her family have done the entire Thanksgiving in Dutch ovens while camping. So, but they see this lack that we don't have this particular class, and they have this knowledge, and they want to share it. I know you've had Nicole Miller on before.
Yes, and yes. And it was at a WIDO event where I had some downtime between classes and just happened to be in the same building where she was doing one of her bird, for lack of a better term, bird watching seminars and talking like that. And just listening to her, she's extremely knowledgeable on all that.
Yeah.
And I contacted her, and I've had her now on my radio show a couple times talking about birds at different times of year. She's a great resource to have, and I'm hoping she'll be back for you teaching something else.
Oh, yes. Nicole is actually, and I should have mentioned this before, Nicole is my co-coordinator.
Oh, very good.
Came on and took some of the weight off of me, which I kind of threw her into the deep end of the pool her first year as co-coordinator, because 2 days before WIDO, my husband went into the hospital, so we had a crash course, and here you go.
Right.
Call me if you have an emergency, but I won't be here.
Right.
So, but everybody else, WIDO is just such a great family that I was able to send out an email to past committee, past instructors, that year instructors, and just say, hey, this is what's up. The committee could use a hand if you can come and help. And they responded.
All the times I've been involved with it, with you and the other people in the organization, I've never found anybody that wasn't willing to say, yes, let's go do it. It works. It's a wonderful group to work with, and a good one to be a part of.
Yeah. Nicole Miller came to her first event, I believe it was 2015, as an attendee. But that particular year, committee that was we had at that time, just lots of things going on, you know, emergencies or family things, and we were just a little shorthanded. So I emailed her because I know they were camping close by, and she came over and helped out for the day, and we invited her to join the committee. And then when I found out all of the knowledge that she has, I invited her to be my co-coordinator.
And she is very knowledgeable, yes.
But she's always done, for the past few years, she's done a wonderful attracting backyard birds to your bird feeder by the type of birds, the class that you overheard her was the type of feeders and the types of foods.
Right.
I'm always taking pictures in my backyard and saying, what kind of bird is this? So I talked her into doing a backyard bird ID. But she's also doing a sounds of the night walk Friday night after all the classes when it gets dark.
Ooh, let me know the route of that one. Let me know the route for that one, and I'll be in the bushes and do my cougar growl when they come by. It looks like quail breaking. You know, it looks like busting a covey of quail when you do that. It's mean. I shouldn't do that. But anyway.
Well, I'll make sure no one's carrying too. Although you're never supposed to shoot anything you can't see.
True. Speaking of shooting, that was one of the best compliments I ever got at a WIDO event. Was I was doing some basic pistol classes, and I had a lady come over and sit by me when I was we were eating lunch, and she told me she was going to be in the afternoon class. I said that was great, and then she's kind of quiet about this. She goes, I got to tell you, she says, I am scared to death of guns. And I said, okay. I said, so why are you taking this class? And she says, I don't want to be scared of them. And she said, from everything I've heard, it's going to be one of your classes that I kind of get over that. And I thought, well, I'll take that as a compliment. And
that is wonderful.
By the end of the day, she not only had gotten over the first hurdle of being a little afraid of a firearm, but we had worked up from, you know, 22s up to, you know, she was shooting 357 by the end of the day and loving it. So I think we got a win on that one.
Yeah. I've taken some handgun classes with you, not at our WIDO event, from different events, and it was always loads of fun.
Very good. Thank you. Now, if anybody listening wants to sign up for this, where do they go for the information and what's the procedure?
Well, they can go get our registration form. I've uploaded the PDF to our website. It is Omaha WIDO, so Omaha WITO dot Webley, WEEBLEY.com. Or they can find our Facebook group, Women in the Outdoors Omaha.
Okay. And then they just sign up.
Omaha Longbeard chapter.
Okay. And they can just sign up from there, and then do they send a check? Can you do credit cards, whatever, for the entry participation
fees?
They
can mail a check, or I'm working on getting a credit card solution mapped out. So we're trying. Last year we were able to do an online registration, or not last year. I told the committee when I say last year, 2020 doesn't count. 2020 doesn't count for a lot of things. But 2019, we were able to use an online tool for the first time ever. And the tool that we used that year was bought by another company. We hope to get back to using online again. It's just not as user-friendly, and it's going to take longer to get it set up. So we wanted to get the registration form out instead of waiting until I figure out the back end of this tool.
Yeah. You know, the old-fashioned way of registration forms and mailing a check still works, so why not?
Yes, exactly. And that also helps keep our costs down by not passing on the registration tool cost,
okay.
Online cost. They can fill out the form. If they're able to scan it, they can email it to me. We're looking at getting a PayPal set up next week so they can pay it that way. If they prefer, because I know a lot of people don't use checks, but they can use a credit card via PayPal. We'll get that PayPal set up. If they cannot locate the website for whatever reason, if they search Omaha Women in the Outdoors or Omaha WITO, it should come up in Google. Or you can just email omahawido@gmail.com, and we'll send a form back.
I think you got it covered.
I hope so. We already got a couple of registrations in the same day we released the registration form, so.
Well, good. Maybe we'll have some listeners from the western part of the state make the trek back there and do that. And the facilities that you have there at Camp Carol Jo Holling are very, very nice.
Yes.
It is, you know, there's nothing second rate about it. That's one of the good things.
It is very comfortable, very nice. We'll have most of our meals, except for Friday night. We'll have most of our meals in the dining hall, which is very good food.
Oh, yeah. So. I don't miss any of those. Always always make it back for dinner.
Yes. Yep.
Do you have an idea?
If I get that coffee in the morning, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. In all the years that you've been doing WIDO, do you have a rough idea or any idea of how many women have been through this program?
That's a tough one. I know this year we're maxing it at 65. With Carol Jo Holling, we have a little less space than we did at our previous location, but it's a lot. The accommodations are different, and I think a lot more, I can't think of the right word, but we love our accommodations with Carol Jo Holling versus what we were doing previously, but we are limited as to how many people we can bunk, right. The bunk beds. One year, I know we had the largest year we ever had. I believe that was 2014. We had 85 people. And then you add in the instructors that we had, and you were fighting for elbow room to eat your lunch. So we decided that was too many. So I would say an average, and then we've had some slow years with different things that were happening. We picked a bad weekend, and it wound up being a big something else going on. I can't remember what it was, a fair or something. It wasn't the state fair, but it was something else that was happening. So I think our lowest year has ever been is 55. And our most is 85.
So I was just doing some rough calculations in my head, and I'm thinking, like an average of 50 times 20 years, that's 1,000 people. That's pretty good. Yeah. Yep. You're probably more than that.
Yeah. I know one year, I used to keep track of all the different counties for a grant that we had. And we had, well, I can't remember how many counties we had that year. I think it was 2014. We had 8 different states here.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, we had people drive in from Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa. We had a group of ladies that were all sisters. They had a family reunion, and they decided to ditch the rest of the family, and the 4 of them came to Toledo. Where was it? Ohio that year. We had one, someone from Texas. One of our local committee members moved to Texas with her husband for a job, and she comes back. She still stays on the committee remotely, but she comes back for events. And that year we were lucky to have someone from the National Corporation or National Wild Turkey Federation National Headquarters in South Carolina came to our event that year in 2014. That was our 15th annual.
Very good. That takes
2014,
some...
2014, we won best event in the country for sizes 1 to 75.
Oh, no, that's a nice feather to have in your cap. That's very good. Having people come from...
It's always the best in our mind, but...
Oh, that's good. We've got, 3 or 4 minutes left here in the show. What else do you want people to know, particularly ladies that might be interested in coming? What do you want them to know? What do you want to tell them?
To just do it. Make the time for themselves. Women are always sacrificing their own personal time to run kids to sporting events, school events. They put themselves last a lot of times, and they need to put themselves first once in a while. And just come out, have fun, bring a girlfriend, have me time if you want, or bring a couple of friends and have a blast.
Very good. Karen, I sure appreciate you taking the time to be on the show this morning, and hopefully we'll pick up a couple registrations from you from the listening audience this morning. I can tell people that from the times I've helped as being an instructor, it is a blast. Very well laid out, very well managed and run, and just a good time.
Thank you. We appreciate having you as an instructor. We appreciate the long drive you make, too.
The what?
The long drive that you make from North Platte.
Oh, okay. Yep. Usually it's one of these, I get off the radio and boom, I hit the road. And so I can be there in time for the afternoon or evening opening remarks or whatever you want to call it. So anyway, thank you again for being on the show. And that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.